I think the fact that he has a real emotional journey to go on, that he has, for me, the key scenes to show that journey are the scenes with Emily Watson's character, Reba. So that's the reason, really. I mean, this is someone being, as it were, wrong-footed or thrown off course by this emotional or openness, directness coming from her character. And intimacy, someone showing him affection. So that was the reason, really, because I think you get to play, you know, all the horror side of it, you know. But then this whole other side, I think that makes it him a very rounded character. It is challenging. It's particularly, well, you know, in a funny way, the challenging scenes are the ones that I like to play, the ones with Emily, because I liked playing that confusion. But the scenes that I found a real challenge are the scenes where you see the demons, as it were. Great. I mean, Emily is, I think we both found a, what's the word? I mean, we both were able to find common ground as actors, and she's very perfectionist and thorough about her work. In a wonderful way, she has to play blind in it, but her eyes are open, and that she would often stop, not often, but occasionally, she would catch herself seeing, as it were, and she would say, I saw your hand then, can we, does it look like I saw your hand? I said, it doesn't look like, I believe you're blind, so if you see my hand, like, I don't know if you have or haven't. It's a relationship that's forming itself. It's not a relationship that's been running for a long time. In fact, we meet Dolarhyde when he first meets Reba. They work in a large a video development editing laboratory, and we first meet him going to the infrared department, which he's not been to before, to borrow some infrared film, and meets her there. It starts from there, the relationship. I love working with Brett. His manner and his exuberance and his extrovert qualities belie, actually, a very incredibly smart cinematic mind who really constantly pushes himself and everyone around him to refine and to improve. So he's always adjusting the camera, always looking for what is the best shot, and pushes the actors. And he would say we pushed him, but I think that we all love working with Brett. I mean, I think that he hadn't worked with a great many actors before, and I had an interesting time with him, because we had to find a common vocabulary that I could. I mean, one of the things that I think, as an actor, you don't like to be certainly you don't like to be told and demonstrated what the actor wants, because it never feels true if you're just copying what a director has sometimes badly acted for you. So the key thing is to have the right words and the right language to guide an actor to a place where the director wants them. And at the same time, the director hopefully being open to what the actor brings.